But as we know by now, the Royals got two All-Stars. They got Bobby Wood Jr. and Chris Bubich, two incredibly deserving players who ended up going to the All-Star game. And I know the first argument we're going to hear here. I'm going to hear somebody on the text line or over on the YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook chats. And I understand it saying, hey, teams below 500, you only get so many All-Star games if you're a team below 500. It is what it is. But the AL saves leader in Carlos Estevez not getting a shot in the All-Star game feels like a rob. And the one that bothers me more is Mikel Garcia. Even though, because the guy he's not in instead of has not played baseball in a month and a half. He's not even healthy enough to play baseball today. So why are we putting him in the All-Star game ahead of a guy who's having a career year? I think the All-Star game should occasionally be about those guys who have those years. Hell, guys like Ryan O'Hearn, your whole career doesn't have to be like an All-Star, but when you have an All-Star year, you get to do it. You get to sit there and be a part of the thing.
Yeah,
so like,
and
that's
the one
that bothers
me a little
bit.
And he's in as a DH. Look, I'm with you. I mean, I did not think the Royals were getting four All-Stars in, though. It just we've seen this enough based off of usually market size. Right now, it's what Major League Baseball and the manager of the AL is Aaron Boone, if I'm not mistaken, for the All-Star game as well, the Yankees manager. Time and time again, we see bigger market teams get more players in. It doesn't. If you're a team in the American League Central, you have to be having a great season to get to that four or more threshold. And the Royals are five under 500. And I understand someone will say it shouldn't matter. It's individual accomplishments. And I agree with you, by the way. I agree. Mikel Garcia did enough this year in the first half to be an All-Star. No disagreement. Yep. Am I surprised that they did not get four? No, because I think we see time and time again, a team that's under 500 probably doesn't get four All-Stars unless you're the Yankees or something like that. That's just usually how this goes. But Mikel Garcia should have been an All-Star. The fact that he's kind of positionless because he can play everywhere definitely hurt his cause. I think even though you should argue that helps because he can play anywhere, but it doesn't. And then, yeah, Carlos, look, we've been on this since the beginning of the season. We did our bold predictions, and the one of the predictions
just short of the half
was that he would have a career high in saves, I said, and an All-Star. He is going to have a career high in saves when this thing is over, whether he finishes the season with the Royals or somewhere else. He's going to have that. All-Star is not going to happen unless he's an alternate. It's tough to be a closer. Hader gets in for the Stros. I understand people will point to the strikeouts over nine and say, hey, Carlos, strikeout-wise, is not at the same level as a Hader or somebody else. I understand that, but he has, I think, the most saves still in baseball. I haven't looked this morning. Maybe Suarez. Maybe the Suarez or whatever, but he's on a team, once again, under 500. That should be even more impressive. He's on a team that is five under 500, and he has the most saves in baseball, or at least close to it. And he doesn't have, if you're going to point to the strikeout numbers, fine, but what about the fact that he has all those saves? So I just don't get it.
I guess, strikeouts, if we're talking about a job in which you pitch 200 innings, I'll listen on, I guess. Your job as a closer to get outs. The only job as a closer is to get three damn outs, maybe four or five, and help the team win the baseball game. I don't care. Strikeouts don't mean anything. He is one off of the major league lead. Okay. He's behind Suarez and Josh Hader.
Okay.
And his ERA is 2.13 versus 1.80 for Hader. So, I mean, it is comparable. But again, Mikel's the one that bothers me more only because they're putting in a guy who, one, cheated. So, let's just keep because he's a big-name player.
Yeah,
the cheater.
So, I want Mikel in as much, but, if we're bringing up stuff from 5 years ago, I'm sorry. That should not factor in at all.
He's getting courtesy treatment as a player who doesn't deserve a courtesy treatment. He's hurt.
Yeah.
You don't get to just get put in. And Alex Bregman is not... Look, it's not the courtesy treatment. I've just told you, it's kind of offensive. Bobby Wood Jr. has never been an All-Star game starter. We can go back to that as it relates to the Whittisons. But I get Shohei is probably going to be an All-Star, even if he doesn't play since May 23rd. He's Shohei Ohtani. It's Alex Bregman. It's a different level of player. Mikel earned a spot. And look, in the end, my guess is Mikel does get to go to the All-Star.
Yeah, he'll be an alternate. Somebody's not going to play or injury or whatever it might be. He probably
Bregman's
ends up
actively hurt. He probably won't play.
Yeah, something like that happens. Also, I'll be curious to see who the final participants are for the Home Run Derby. There's still a chance that I guess Bobby maybe could get in that. I know he did it last year.
We know
James Wood is in it. Cal Raleigh, who's having the best first half we've ever seen from a catcher in baseball. It's crazy what Cal Raleigh's done. There's a third. Oh, Acuna, hometown. Of course, so Acuna Jr., even though he's only played in 40 games.
I saw Alonso turned it down and a couple of others.
Shocked Alonso did. That guy's been that's been his thing.
He's a two-time winner.
Yeah, but we'll see as we get closer to the All-Star game in Atlanta. this year. I understand the argument. I think we just know that Major League Baseball, while we've criticized them in the past for marketing their stars, and you should argue, you want to market new players. But when it comes to the reserve part of it, they put their biggest stars in it. They do now more than ever. More than ever, they put the names that they have marketed and the names people know. Remember, the reserves, as you know, Cody, is not fan voting. That is
just manager,
MLBPA, and Major League Baseball office.
Honorary spot this year.
I have no problem with that. They've done that. They did that for Cabrera a couple years ago, Miguel Cabrera. They have that spot. Maybe at the end of Salvi's career, he gets that spot at some point. I don't have an issue with
that. It's not taking a spot.
It's adding an additional spot. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, that, and again, that one doesn't bother me as much. I can't be overly offended because a lot of this is perform better as a team and you wouldn't have to ask these questions, right? But some of it is market size stuff, and that always becomes frustrating as a person who hosts radio in Kansas City. You want your players to get the kind of credit that they deserve. There's a reason why you and I are dressed in crowns and Bobby Witt Jr. sunglasses with personalized cut Bobby Witt Jr. wigs on our heads.
Yeah, we need more support for Bobby Witt Jr. on a national scale.
But it goes back to like the Mikel stuff and the other All-Star stuff that it kind of wants to be that way.